Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
32305.
You said that was 32315?
05.
Okay, first and last name on the account?
Maxim, M-A-X-I-M. What was that for?
What was what for, ma'am?
That charge.
I wouldn't know until I can actually pull up the account. Repeat the first name.
Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D.
Okay, for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
10659 Old Pine Acres Trail, Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay, thank you for that. I've located your account for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership and the tablet. How can I help you?
We never, nobody ever authorized that, and they discharged our account tonight for $56.95. Nobody ever authorized it.
Okay, it looks like when you order the tablet on February the 20th, you paid the $7.95 for shipping and handling for the free tablet. You automatically sign up for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership, where you bill 48 hours later after signing up if you don't cancel. Being a member gets you a $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You receive that $125 gift card each month you're enrolled as a member, and it's $56.95 a month.
Will I have to just call my bank and dispute it because we don't want it? We didn't authorize it.
Well, no, ma'am. I'm doing that, then that will make them call us, and we do provide them with our legal documentations of our terms and conditions along with the information on the account. Your bank cannot override terms and conditions, therefore they will hold you responsible for that charge. And this company, that's when the majority of all disputes filed against this company, disclose legal documentations of our terms and conditions. But I'll be more than happy to go ahead and get the account canceled. This will stop all future charges. Now, this is the charge being valid. I can issue you a one-time customer courtesy refund of 35%.
No, I want all the money back.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to issue you a full refund, ma'am, due to the charge being valid and you're not canceling within the 48 hours of the membership.
Just a moment. Talk to my husband. That laptop, she'll tell you what it is.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I didn't authorize any charge for $56.95. I want a full refund on that.
Okay, well, I do apologize, sir. As I was explaining to her, when she ordered that tablet on February the 20th, they give you 48 hours to call in to cancel to keep from being billed for the membership.
No, I've never signed up for any membership.
You automatically sign up.
Okay,
go ahead.
Listen to me. I want a full refund on the $56.95 that you took out of my checking account. I want it now. You understand me? I'm not kidding. I want a full refund on that $56.95 that you stole out of my checking account. and I'm serious.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, sir, those charges in her account are considered valid due to them being after trial charges. Now, I can meet her halfway with a 50% refund of the $56.95 charge.
No, no, no. Listen to me. I want 100% refund because I did not authorize any charge. If I can't get that, I'll have my lawyer file a lawsuit against you. Yeah, that's unfair practices. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. All right. Give me a full refund. I want it as within 3 business days of $56.95 to my checking account. And cancel any future subscriptions or anything that I may or may not have signed up for with you folks. Have you got that?
Okay, your account has been canceled. You'll get an email confirming the cancellation. It does stop all future charges. A $56.95 charge will be refunded back to your credit card within 3 to 5 business days. That does not include the weekend. You'll also get an email confirming. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you so much. That's